Your AI assistant is about to stop giving you walls of text and start building you actual apps. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 223. I'm Izzo, and Boone's here to walk us through some genuinely exciting research that could flip how we think about AI interfaces.
Yeah, this mini app bench paper hit different. Instead of asking GPT for a paragraph about mortgage calculations, you get a working calculator with sliders and real-time updates.
Right? And that shift from text to interactive HTML, that's not just a nice to have, that's unlocking entirely new product categories.
The timing makes sense too. We've got LLMs that can generate decent code, but we've been stuck evaluating them on algorithmic correctness or static layouts.
Exactly, and this team pulled from 10 million real generations to build their benchmark. That's not academic toy problems, that's what people actually want.
So here's what they built. 500 tasks across 6 domains: games, science tools, utilities, data viz, educational apps, productivity helpers.
Boone, walk me through how this actually works. How do you evaluate an interactive app when there's no single right answer?
That's the clever part. They built Mini App Eval, an automated framework that uses browser automation to test apps like a human would. It's not just checking if the code compiles, it evaluates 3 dimensions: intention. Does the app do what the user asked for? Static, is the UI properly structured? Dynamic, do the interactions actually work?
Hold on, browser automation for testing AI-generated apps? That's actually brilliant.
Right? It opens the app in a real browser, clicks buttons, enters data, checks if state updates correctly. Way more sophisticated than string matching against expected output.
From a product perspective, this is huge. We're talking about AI assistants that don't just give you information, they build you tools on the fly.
And the evaluation framework scales. You can't have humans manually test every generated calculator or game, but you can teach an agent to explore systematically.
What did they find when they ran current models through this benchmark?
Models are still struggling. Even the best ones hit significant challenges generating high-quality mini-apps. The gap between code generation and interactive experience design is real.
That makes sense, though. Writing a function is different from designing user interactions that feel natural and handle edge cases gracefully.
Exactly. And their evaluation framework shows high alignment with human judgment, so we've got a reliable way to measure progress as models improve.
I'm thinking about the product implications here. Customer support that builds you a personalized dashboard instead of linking to docs. Educational tools that generate custom practice problems.
Or debugging tools that create visual interfaces for your specific code base. The shift from here's an answer to here's a custom tool changes everything.
The evaluation approach is what gets me excited, though. If we can automatically test interactive experiences, we can iterate way faster on AI-generated UIs.
And it's not just pass-fail testing. The framework gives you detailed feedback on what's broken. Interaction logic, visual layout, intention alignment.
Okay, I'm giving this research a solid A-. It identifies a real shift happening in AI interfaces and builds infrastructure to measure it properly.
Agreed. Plus, they open-sourced everything, so we can actually build on this instead of just reading about it.
Speaking of building, what should listeners go experiment with right now?
First, clone the Mini App Bench repo on GitHub. It's got the full dataset of 500 tasks, so you can see exactly what interactive applications look like. Second, try their evaluation framework on your own generated apps. Even if you're just having ChatGPT build simple tools, you can use their methodology to test them properly.
And third, start thinking about your own use cases. What repetitive tasks could become interactive mini applications instead of static responses? I'm definitely adding a weekend project to build my own mini app generator. The evaluation framework makes it actually feasible to iterate on this stuff. The shift from text-first to interaction-first AI is happening whether we're ready or not. This research just gave us the tools to do it right.